Join us as we delve into the chilling events of one terrifying night in Padre Pio's seminary. The air thick with the supernatural, a young priest faces an unexpected visit from the unseen realm. Stay tuned to hear the story.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's story is sourced from the book Padre Pio, The Definitive History by Bernard Ruffin. Within these pages, we find some remarkable observations from Padre Pio's former students about the time when he served as their teacher. Now, for those who didn't know, the convent of San Giovanni Rotondo housed a small seminary called the Seraphic College, and at one point in 1916, Padre Pio was assigned as its director, spiritual guide, and teacher of history and grammar. The class constituted approximately 20 young boys who loved Padre Pio dearly. According to Bernard Ruffin, it appeared that Padre Pio's students were unaware of his inner mystical life. They did not perceive him as a saint. Instead, they regarded him simply as a teacher, an exceptionally welcoming human being who soon became their favorite. However, despite being their favorite, Father Aurelio from St. Elia Appia Nisi, a student of Padre Pio from 1916 to 1918, between the ages of 12 and 14, later recollected that Padre Pio was not the best teacher in the world. He says, Padre Pio had a superficial way of teaching. He taught history and grammar, but he knew very little of the former and nothing about the latter. His lessons lasted no more than 20 minutes, without a plan. He wasn't strict, not even during exams. He let the boys do as they pleased. Father Aurelio also recalls that there was something special about the teacher with dreamy eyes and a beautiful smile. He shared, Padre Pio enchanted people. There was something about him, a charm, a magic. It was only later that the people began to consider him a saint. We, the boys, were fascinated by him in those days because he was very human, because he could understand us. His charm lay in his humanity. His holiness was his humanity. The former student also shared how he and his classmates, overcome by hunger, would sneak into the convent's kitchen at night. Padre Pio, as they later discovered, was aware of their activities, but chose not to report them. Additionally, whenever someone brought fruits and sweets to Padre Pio, he generously shared them with his students. Another student from that time, Father Federico Carosa, attests, Padre Pio was always praying, night and day. In our midst, while talking to us, he held a rosary in his right hand, hidden in the folds of his habit. He spent long hours on his knees. In the refectory, he only took a few mouthfuls. So, Padre Pio was not the best educator, at least not in subjects like grammar and history. However, he sincerely loved his students and was devoted to their spiritual guidance. He taught the young seminarians the importance of spiritual preparation before receiving the Holy Eucharist, and how to make a proper thanksgiving afterward. He listened to their confessions and prayed with them. He even accompanied them on walks, supervised their tasks, and participated in their recreational activities. At a certain moment in my life, I was in despair, recalls Father Aurelio. Padre Pio would come to my room, sit on my bed, and talk with me until 2 in the morning. This was against the rules, but he did it anyway. On March 6, 1917, Padre Pio wrote to his spiritual director, Father Benedetto, expressing his love for the college. I have a vivid desire to offer myself as a victim for perfecting this college that I love tenderly. As the years passed, Father Aurelio, once a student at the Seraphic College, eventually became one of its teachers. He recounted an unusual experience that led to an unexpected lecture by Padre Pio. Listen to this. One day, Father Aurelio sternly rebuked one of his students. Although the specifics of the boy's actions are not mentioned in the book, it was something that led Father Aurelio to question the boy's faith. While questioning someone's faith may seem innocent at first glance, it's worth remembering the warning from our Lord Jesus Christ. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. That night, Father Aurelio woke up to a terrifying sight. A dark figure stood in his cell, breathing on him with a foul breath. Objects in the room began to fall to the floor. Terrified, he ran to Padre Pio's room and shouted, "I don't want to go back there. There's a demon in my room." Padre Pio, who didn't seem alarmed at all, simply smiled and said, "Go back to your room. This is a trial that God has given you to improve. You were wrong to judge your young student so harshly. It was a demon, and thank God you didn't see his face." End of story. Thank you for listening. Please do like and share this video to help our channel grow. And please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories or our playlist of Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You'll find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.